Hello, this is Felix, aka Twat in the Hat, aka Hamboy of the Blowjobs. Thanking you again for your continued support. Now, fuck off and listen to Punky.
Hey, you've just done Darth Maul. You've nearly done Darth Maul, right?
And I've nearly done Darth Maul.
Good work.
This is Punky.
Gooper.
Hello.
Hey, this is the all-new Punky.
Isn't it?
Punky. Well, not that new.
And what a success it's been.
Seamless.
Well done for finding Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, it's a ska punk special.
Wicked.
This is Punky. This is
so,
Punky.
Of course, it being a ska punk special, that means that we will be featuring some tracks from our friends at Stomp Records.
Yes.
In Montreal. Thank you very much, Mike McGee, for telling us all that. Sorry we haven't been in touch for a while. Sorry we haven't played much of your stuff for a while. But we've also got... It's worked out quite well, actually. We've got three Canardinans.
Canardinans,
and
yep.
Three full English.
Full English.
Full English.
Hang on. Three and three.
That's right, Tony. Because from now on, we're playing six songs a week! That's right. That's right. In direct response to the fact we've been getting a lot of people writing in, emailing... Sending carrier pigeons, etc. Saying, will you two just shut up and play some more music? We're going to play an extra track from now on. Which means the show is officially twice the length it was when it started in terms of music.
Yes.
And officially four times the length it was in terms of the chat. But there you go. This is The Needles, all the bands we play under as we try and mention it every week. And you can find more about them on what website? What's happening here?
Ooh, I don't know.
We don't
currently,
know, do we?
We think it's punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
But it might just be punkyradio.com.
Well, the bans list will remain on there,
The bans list is on punkyradio.com.
It's all a changing.
The times, they are a changing. More of that later on. I am going to explain what this BT Pod Show thing is and why exactly we're on it.
Good.
In as much as I understand. what it seems to be doing so far is halving our listenership. I'm sure BT Pod Show won't mind me saying that.
Okay.
But thanks very much, BT Pod Show. You've given us 50% of fuck all so far. No, it's going to work out fine. It's a brave new world for Punky. And I think BT Pod Show are very lucky to have us on board as well.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. Right, first track then, Tone.
All right, then.
Now, we do hear from this band every week. There's Beds. This week, we're going to crack the show off with them. It's Planet Smashers.
Right.
And Matt Planet Smasher, the lead singer, stroke guitar player, I know.
Okay.
And what a very terribly tall man he is.
Terribly tall?
He's terribly tall, yeah. He's a landmark in Montreal.
Right.
He's a landmark. You can find the electric arsehole. It's about halfway up him. And, so this is the Planet Smashers. This is from their album Unstoppable, which came out in 2005. What we'd like to know, Tony, is, first of all, what is their website? How can people find out more about them? What do you think it is?
Theplanetsmashers.com.
I'm afraid nilpois. Hey, with them being from Montreal...
Yeah.
I think I can slip a bit of French in.
All right.
It's planetsmashers.net.
Right.
And they will, of course, be on our MySpace top friends this week, as will all the other bands, I think. Here it goes then. This is track 11 from the album, and this is called Bad Mood.
Now she's in a bad mood. Bad mood. and smile, not get screwed. Next time she's in a bad mood.
That is the Planet Smashers, and that is Bad Mood, and that is a great track. And this is the Dead 60s, because we know what we're doing on this show.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, on this Ska Punk special. We haven't done a Ska and Ska Punk special for ages, have we?
It's been a while.
It's got to be 6 months.
Got to be, yeah.
It's got to be 6 months. We'll have to do these more often. Mm. We'll maybe make them quarterly. Interesting. I wonder if there's a Ska and Ska Punk podcast out there.
Don't know.
Maybe we could do one called Ska Punky.
Ska Punky.
Make sure you check out the Planet Smashers. In my opinion, they're probably the best ska band in Kanadana, which is just north of the United States of Kiss My Ass. Right, now, Punky MySpace latest comments. As you know, every week on the show we go through everyone's comments, and MySpace is a really good place to leave them. Please don't just try and have a conversation with us on the comments page, though.
No, that's annoying.
Lots of you that do. I understand why. You're younger listeners, you've got just your mates on your MySpace, and you've got us.
Yeah.
So you talk to each other on your comments.
Yeah.
But it just really... It just makes a bottleneck for us. Send us a message, right? If you want to chat to us about something, send us a message. Don't leave a comment. But we do appreciate your comments. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. I've been a good boy this week, Tone. I've kept a five.
Oh, wicked.
That's right. There's quite a bit of singing on this week's show.
Singing?
Yeah, mostly by me.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. So here comes the first one, because there's not a week goes by when I don't get freaked out by Bear. Our regular listener.
He's
Bear.
An angry man. Angry man.
He is he's an angry man. I think he's the voice of the West Country.
He's a little bit Bear.
He is a little bit Bear, yeah. Drink, drink, whoever you may be. We are the boys from the West Country, and we'll drink with you. Whoever you may be, and we'll drink with you in the West Country. Open brackets to the tune of Lord of the Dance. Now, I hope that's the one I meant, and not that Michael Flatley bollocks.
Oh, dear.
Because that would mostly be 50% dancing.
Instrumental.
50% dancing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Don't use your arms.
Don't dance, you fall out the tree.
Straight jacket that paddy. Right, next one's from Eric. I love how we both speak English yet have two completely different languages. It's enough to make me get groffost, find a punchkin, show her my bell end and give her an angry pirate. Now, that is proof positive that the Swearesperanto is working. The Punky Dictionary. And there's plenty more Punky Dictionary in these comments, in fact. Thank you, Eric. This one is from Miss Penny Lane. She's Austrian, isn't she? Miss Penny Lane.
I don't know.
Austrian, I think. Gooper.
Hi.
Hee. I'm writing you smacktards a comment while I'm in class. Last week I was busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond, finding a German word for kitten blood.
Ah.
You mentioned last week German word for kitten blood.
Kitten blood.
Tony, I was going to get you to read this out, but I'm having trouble with it.
All right.
The German word for kitten blood is Altkatzelschwolf.
Oh, dear.
Altkatzelschwolf. Altkatzelschwolf.
I think we'll see the kitten blood.
Altkatzelschwolf. I'm going to try and... Altkatzelschwolf. Normally, it's used to confuse people from foreign countries, yeah, like me.
Yeah.
For example, most people from Hungary can't read it out. I bet they can. Although Hungarians do speak Austrian backwards. Did you know that?
No.
That means yes in Hungarian. I'm looking forward to hear it from my favourite fag buttons. You. Keep on rocking my stockings. I think it probably means stockings there. P.S. We Austrians don't like Halloween because it comes from the USA. I actually like it. Shiznitz. I hope I won't get shot by a crazy Allerheiligen fanatic. I think they're the Austrian extreme right, Allerheiligen.
Right.
Not absolutely sure. Might be wrong. The Austrian extreme right might in fact be called Dave. I've got no idea. That'd be good, wouldn't it? We're part of the Austrian far right organisation. We're called Dave. All right, Dave, leave it out. No, they'll be called Terry.
Terry, you know Terry.
Leave it, Terry. Ain't worth it.
God.
All right, next one from Vigilante. Right. Gooper, motherfucking Gooper. Now, that is...
Oh, dear.
Kind of defeating the object a bit. I live with a crybaby emo kid, you poor thing. He's lonely and hasn't gotten laid in 3 years. Do you know what, Tone? This might remind you of someone here.
Should it?
Yeah. See what emo does to you? It makes you put the pussy on a pedestal and then be afraid of it. Fuck the emo kids. I want to kick him in his teeth. But he actually pays rent. So, yeah, love the show. It makes me giggle while I kill spiders at work. Keep up the good work, bitches. By the way, I live in DC and I'm not a kid. Open brackets, I'm 23, close brackets. Vigilante.
Vigilante.
Quite clearly still a child in his mind. And last but not least, this is from Diesel. Gooper, Gooper. Good morning, you cock-knocking wankstains. Hi. Good morning to you
too. Good morning.
I'm ever amused by your show. I just listened to the Punkanoi special for the third time because I can't go a day without listening to you, smacktards.
Blimey.
Always listening.
Always listening.
Anyway, I wanted to present you a dilemma I have. There's not one decent punk at my school and I live near Boston, excuse me. So there should at least be a rude boy or two.
Rude boy, rude.
However, I regret to inform you that everyone, even the male half of the school population, enjoy mainstream emo or... Brace yourselves, Tony.
Yeah.
James Blunt.
Ooh.
Gasp! Please help. However, I would like to inform you of a new scourge. Fans of jam bands, Grateful Dead, Fish, etc. These are the prog rockers, Tony, I've been warning you about.
Right.
Who think punk is a little too loud and angry. It is!
What?
See my problem now? Well, sorry about the long comment. I just wanted to warn you of a new plague. Rock on. Always rocking.
Always rocking.
No, he goes, always rocking. P.S. I just started a punk band in which I play bass and sing. I wanted to call it the Mighty Berserkers, but my other members couldn't understand. Shittiots. Diesel. Plenty of punky dictionary coming out
like
in the MySpace comments. MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. Make sure you leave us a comment on there. Right, Tony, you've got Podcast Alley. Explain all about it, will you?
Podcast Alley. Site just podcast run by Podshow people, you know, our brothers now.
Our brothers.
If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. If you go to... Ooh, what's the best way to do it now? Ooh.
What?
If you go to PunkyRadio.com, because that site's still there, PunkyRadio.com,
well, you
top
can
of
also...
the page...
You can also go to Podcast Alley on Podshow, can't you?
That's true.
There's
many ways to go there. Easiest the minute, punkyradio.com. Yeah. Top of the screen is a link. Please click to vote. You will need to enter your email address and a subject in the comment
if
you so wish.
It's quite easy on our MySpace, isn't it?
Also, MySpace. Just enter your email address and hit vote.
Yep. That's MySpace email, not emo, by the way.
MySpace.com/punkyradio. Here's the top five comments. What do you get when you cross an antelope with a wallaby? An antelope wallaby, of course. But now that, I've got your attention,
what you get
if you cross a great punk rock with a mindless banter of two panheads from the heart of Sherwood Forest? Punky!
Punky!
Quit reading, go listen. That's from Some Guy Somewhere.
Thank you, Some Guy Somewhere.
Nice. Fucking hell. Be same. Amanda.
Are you sure that's not fucking El Besame? It's like Open Sesame, only ruder.
Right.
Fuck Canardinans.
I don't know. Don't start.
Not this week. We love Canardinans this week.
They have great ska music. Quality.
Quality.
A must listen. Great way to start the week. And that's from Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much. Brilliant show. Keep it up. Gooper, Gooper, your podcast is absolutely the best part of my day.
I agree.
Thanks for all the new punk bands you would turn me on to. Before that, the newest band I was listening to was Rancid/Op Ivy. I've not heard them. Op Ivy.
Operation Ivy. They were them before Rancid.
Ah.
It was Tim Thingham's first band.
Okay.
They were a bit like alcohol, only they were good.
All right, got you. Nice one. Must be wicked then. Because they sound like all the old bands you listen to and Pogo to. That's some E. Diamantopoulos. Sounds a bit Greek to me.
Has commented before. E. Diamantopoulos, is it?
E. Diamantopoulos.
It's all Greek to me.
It's all Greek.
I love the Greeks.
Last comment.
I love the Greeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you in a manly way that only the Greeks can understand. Greek chicks are fucking great.
Oh, great chicks. Cool.
Brilliant. That's all right. I said ladies.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet like candies. Love punky. Yes, I do. So I show my loves. That's from Daisy.
Greek chicks.
Greek chicks, eh?
Punky just embraces foreign cultures.
And chicks.
And ladies.
Right. So that's the podcast.
Right. Don't do the next bit. Do that bit when we do the thing about the thing. That's a good idea.
Got clinking.
Always thinking.
Always thinking.
It's time for track two, Tony.
All right. Cool.
We're racing through this week. What with us having six songs and that?
Six?
Yeah, that's right. Six? A handbag? So, this time round, track two, crashed out. Crashed out from the northeast of England town, right? And which is but half a day's ride from Dover. And they're a kind of northeast fast ska punk band. They're on Captain Oi. We should say Stomp Records is stomp.com, isn't it, I think, or Union Labour Group. They'll be on our MySpace.
Yeah.
And Captain Oi, we'll try and get Captain Oi on our MySpace as well. Thank you very much, Mark from Captain Oi, for giving us permission to play all your Captain Oi stuff. We have played a Crashed Out song before. I think we played, what did we play? I think we played Fat Punks Don't Pogo. But we're playing track three this time from the album Pearls Before Swine, which is rather like me showing you my bollocks. This is...
Okay.
This is, right, what I want to know is, Tony, what's the website? What's the website?
Crashedout.co.uk?
Yeah, nearly. It's crashed-out.co.uk.
God, let me have that.
No.
Okay.
You didn't put the dash in it.
Fair enough.
Sorry, hyphen. So, I'm sorry, at the moment, it's probably being the internet too, Tony Nil. You've got four more opportunities to catch up, though.
Ooh.
Extra song, extra chance.
Brilliant.
This is called I'm the Outcast. This might be about you as well, Tony. No, this is about the other bloke in your band.
Yeah, you're not alone. I feel the same too.
That is Crashed Out and I'm the Outcast. I'd have called that I'm the Outcast, of course.
Outcast.
Outcast. I'm the Outcast, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard someone doing an impression of you this week.
Really?
This going, he's going,
was it
Punky's
you?
Great, Punky's great, Punky's great, Punky's great, Punky's great, Punky's great. Pissing myself.
Who was that?
I'm not telling you, because it's someone you know. And they might be upset that I told you they'd be doing impressions of you, basically.
Oh, God.
I might tell you after.
Oh, brilliant.
All right, yeah.
Cool.
This is, of course, the Cemetery Surfers.
Yeah.
Jeff Ugly Shoes, I hope you got the photos of us in the T-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, should have.
Right, emails and messages. If you've got a slightly more involved message that you'd like to send me, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
And or if you'd like
or me.
Or
Tony at punkyradio.com.
On the odd occasion. You might want to send some filth to Tony.
If you're odd on occasions, email me.
Yeah. If you are odd on occasions, email Tony at punkyradio.com. Yeah, we've got... No, have I done it again? I've got five. I'm good. We do our top five. Got it again. First one from Eric Kalashnikov. Gooper. Hello, Pissed Mops. I found a new word of the week.
Really?
Coyote. Right. This occurs when you wake up in the room with a nasty cow and you know you've got to give her the slip. However, you realise that your arm is wrapped around her. Therefore, you must gnaw off your own arm to get out of the situation, just like a coyote caught in a trap. Now, the thing is, we all know this one. It's known as the arm chewer in England, isn't it?
Right. I'd
know
it.
We all know it. But the reason I'm reading this out, and we're not making this word of the week because it's already in its common parlance.
Okay.
But the reason that I've read this out and suggest it is because, isn't it? Now, this is bearing in mind that you have to chew your own arm off, leave it on said type.
Yes.
And get the fuck out of Dodge, right?
Right.
And the reason that I've read this out is because of the last line. It says, it can be very painful and can only be used twice. Rock on. Very true. Although, quite frankly, I know this might be a bit rude, but if you've only got one arm, presumably it's going to be more difficult to pull in the first place. And you maybe didn't ought to be quite so choosy. If you're missing any limbs, why not get in touch with Tony at punkyradio.com?
Yeah.
In a kind of boxing Helena, boxing Helena style. Because the word whore, of course, got very upset with me this week.
Yeah, why was that?
Because I said something about I wanted to break her limbs. And I only meant it sexually.
Right.
I didn't mean it nastily.
God, I don't know. Some people, eh?
I know, she's so touchy. This one's from Poco. What happened to the punky website? Said I have to register to download, which I'm more than happy to do, but I can't complete the registration until I've been sent a code via email, and this code seems to be taking as long as the Yanks have taken to realise Mr. Bush Jr. is a twatsicle. Poco. It's something to do with all the initial fuck-ups in BT Pod Show, but it will sort itself out. We are reliably informed.
Yeah.
Is that right?
You can always subscribe as well to get the shows.
Subscribe. Subscribe at BT Pod Show or iTunes.
Yeah.
That's the two things we want you to do, aren't they, basically?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, subscribe on punkyradio.com.
We'll explain it all later on.
We'll do it in a bit.
Anyway, here comes another song.
Okay,
this is from James. Hi, you smacktards.
Hi.
I'm kind of new, so don't expect anything perfect.
Oh,
all right.
New.
Sorry about the last verse. It's shit, except for the Fishtown bit. So here's my poetry corner in song to the tune of Good King Wenceslas.
Tony is a kitten blood with a tiny penis, sitting in a little room, deep and dark and emo. Badly slit his wrist that night, though the blade was shitty. Then a piss mop came in sight with a pint of lager.
That don't really rhyme that well.
I haven't finished yet. Sorry, okay.
A kitten sub quim and twatsicle, if you know it telling. Yonder jitbag, who is he? Where and what is Fishtown? Shitey lives a good spliff hence, underneath the slut rope, right against the hatchet wound by the zuffled curtain.
Hope you like it. James, it's shit.
The first voice was pretty good, you know.
Yeah, it's all right. Although, I like the way he's rhymed shitty with lager. Shows real talent. Right, now, well, I don't even know who this was from. This one is from someone. It may become apparent as we read it out. A few things I forgot to say in the last email. Oh, yeah. For God's sake, I think this is also from James. For God's sake, find someone who's willing to get Tony laid, preferably not with a man. Always looking for someone.
Always looking.
I found out about the almighty Punky when my brother was looking at explicit podcasts on iTunes.
Nah.
Besides, why the fuck aren't you number one yet? I don't know. Canardiner forever. Scary music. You got me into Jimmy the Squirrel when I listened to your podcast. Thanks. I listened to your podcast at school. Geography field trips and plane journeys.
Okay.
You might as well say, I listen to your podcast when I make bombs. Wherever, whenever. You guys make a 6-hour car journey to Scotland pass in seconds. Most of my friends think your podcast is shit. Thank you.
Brilliant.
So
thanks.
I have to wait till they ditch me or I can ditch them to listen to the podcast. Anyway, I went to look through photos at a studio and on the slideshow they play something very, very horrible. Too horrible to even say, oh, it's about some YouTube thing that I didn't fucking look at. Right, and last but not least,
okay,
Steve the Pirate. We like Steve the Pirate. He's been in touch a bit recently. And I think you like his tone.
Okay.
Garr! 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 I watched Pirates of the Caribbean on Saturday night, by the way.
Well, the second one?
No, the first one. Oh, I'm right. A bit slow on all this.
Okay.
I decided not to watch it because my favourite film critic, Mark Kermode, said it was rubbish. Right. But I caved in and loved it. I'll be honest with you.
I was the second one on Saturday.
Did you?
How bizarre. Yeah.
Well.
It was alright.
Did you watch it with your lodger?
No, I watched it with me.
That's even worse. Hello, you smack-tarded ear fucking piss buckets.
Hi.
I leave a comment now whilst listening because I knocked out my front teeth snowboarding today, and now Punky has cheered me up.
Jesus.
Thank heavens for small mercies. I thank you. Your show has once again been brilliant. It has to be the best show on iTunes. I think we agree there.
Thanks.
Although I knock my teeth out, annoying emos is the best fun ever. He knocks his teeth out, annoying emos. Good work.
Brilliant.
That's a dedication to the cause you won't find on Punky. We love our teeth, although we don't clean them, apparently. I was also playing my Xbox Live yesterday and confused a Kanadanan by calling him a Kanadanan and saying I was the first Hindu with a rabbi for a father and a Buddhist for a mother. I also had a Greek brother. Oh, Tony, the Greeks are in again. I love the Greeks.
Wicked.
He actually believed me. Fuck Kanadanans! From Steve the Pirate. Gah! Now, I would like to say the comments of Steve the Pirate aren't necessarily shared by Punky Radio.
No.
Don't have a go at us.
That's right.
Email stevethepirate at gar dot cabin boy.
Okay.
Right, say something sensible, will you?
Okay. With all these website changes, but you I don't know which site to go to.
Oh, come on, Tony, say it properly.
Shut up.
Take your time.
If you go to punkyradio.com, you can buy t-shirts from us.
Oh, yes.
We don't mention them ever so often. On the left-hand side, there's a store link. It takes you to our Cafe Press site. There you will find four different types of shirt with about five or six different designs.
Loads of designs.
There's black, there is tight-fitting white for girlies, and there's two pink. Pink's going to be for men and women. Why not?
Yeah, now, we had also said to our UK listeners to hold off buying them.
Right.
Because we were waiting for cafepress.co.uk.
It's not happening, is it?
Just buy them. Get them now in time for Christmas. Because they do take a while to come. So, if you're thinking of buying someone a Punky T-shirt for Christmas...
And why wouldn't you?
And why wouldn't you? This CD won't fucking work, Tone.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Jimmy the Bastard Squirrel. It even works on my shitty thing at home. It's got to work. I'll be really pissed off if this doesn't work, man. Really pissed off. Go on, he's saying reading. Fucking read it then. Go on. No audio!
Try it in your laptop.
Try it in my laptop. Should we try it in my laptop?
Try it in your laptop. Why not?
Is that the default? This could be a bit amazing if this works, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hey, why don't you just add it in post?
I'll add it in post.
You could add it in post, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Shall we pretend we're playing it then?
Let's pretend we're playing it now. This is a great song that I'm just about to listen to. No, this is a song that I listened to earlier on. And it's a song, we've played a track of this before.
We have played Jimmy School before,
worked at that other radio station. You just must not work with things made out of wood. We played
Damn
Jumpy before. We're going to play track 3 off this EP.
Okay.
Jimmy the Squirrel, I'm going to tell you right now, mate, they haven't got a website.
Oh.
They've only got a MySpace.
Right.
They've only got a MySpace and the CD doesn't work in the fucking machine. Oh dear, Jimmy the Squirrel. Tusk.
Right.
So, Tone.
Mm-hmm.
What's their MySpace?
MySpace.com/Jimmy the Squirrel.
He's got one back.
Oh, pulls it back.
He's got one back. Hey, you'd like to pull it back, wouldn't you?
Always pulling back.
You'd like to pull it back. You'd like to rest my bollocks on your chin, wouldn't you? And pull it back.
That's 4 weeks in a row now.
And take an eyeful.
4 weeks in a row.
Take an eyeful, Tony. Take one for the team.
I'm not taking anything for the team.
You Greek bitch. Fucking hell. Right, okay.
Right.
So look, this is a great song that you will hear, but we're not going to.
Okay.
All right. And it's called Fall in Line. Thank you.
that then.
That was good, wasn't it, Tone?
It was, wasn't it?
That was so fantastic. I haven't got my next music ready.
Brilliant.
Right, Mustang Lightning, let's have you. There we go.
Hey.
Mustang Lightning. Mustang Lightning. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mustang down. I Mustang down at no time. I must always point skywards, my mighty berserker.
Christ.
I don't even know what we're doing next now.
No.
Knickers. Tony, have you got a twat?
I have, yeah.
Excellent, let's hear about it.
Okay. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This one came through this morning.
Blimey.
It's a late one, but...
Yeah. That is hot off the press.
It's hot.
You've got a hot twat.
Yeah.
And you've got a really big clit.
This is true. This is from George, a.k.a. Pergy.
Pergy.
Yes. Dear Tony, I'd like to nominate and is a twat. I live in Asia on the other side of the planet, so we're about 7 hours...
How unfortunate.
How unfortunate. So we're about 7 hours ahead of the UK.
Pergy's from the third world.
There you go. Because I want to come back to England next year for the sixth form, I'm
not allowed.
I'm taking the scholarship next day out of this country. We don't want you.
We don't want you back.
He's taking a scholarship to some school so that they'll pay for my flights and my fees and all that shiznit.
All that shiznit.
Because I really want to go. Mainly because the music scene here is complete bollocks and I've always wanted to see Want Unit live since I first heard of them. I've been revising for a few weeks, bloody hard, even giving up the booze for a while to help me concentrate.
Weirdo.
Yeah. Why would you give up booze?
Yeah, booze helps me concentrate.
Jeez, yeah. Helps me drive.
Booze takes me away from the dull reality of my everyday life.
It stems the voices in my head.
It just makes mine talk even more bollocks, by the way. There's nothing worse than pissed voices in your head, isn't it? All they say is, let's get kebab. They're no good to man or beast.
That's true. So the morning of the exams dawns, and I start psyching myself out, so I'm mentally prepared for the exam. I'm silent for the whole 4 hours from when I get up until it's time to start. I go into the office and the secretary tells me that the fucking secretary at the other school forgot to fucking send my fucking exams for me to take.
Hey, good mic technique. Ooh,
thank
there.
Thank you very much.
You're learning.
Hey, always. Normally this
always
would...
Always learning.
Always learning. Normally this would be a good thing, but not when I've been giving up free time and booze to prepare. Free time and booze. Naturally, I went straight to Fishtown and the result was me throwing a tantrum, shouting and swearing until the headmaster came out. And then out, and then shouting some more until I got sent home, where I quickly dived into the vodka bottle.
I just did a burp.
Nice.
It wasn't.
Thanks. At least it wasn't a bottom burp.
No, they're much more fun.
No, not
especially
at all.
When they take you by surprise. And just
not,
before,
not
just,
in
before,
the
just before it happens, when you know it's about to happen, you go, ooh. So, I'm nearly 37.
I'm nearly 30.
Yeah, you're nearly 30 in dog years.
So, I'd like to nominate the secretary at Bryanston School for an is a twat.
Jonas
Pergy. So...
Oh, I know. Let me.
Okay. The secretary at Bryanston School, Brunei,
is a twat. I'm loving Brunei. That's Sultan. I'm on side with him.
Really?
He's well loaded.
Wicked.
He is. He's like, and he's into Scar.
Yep.
I reckon, on this Scar Punk special.
Brilliant.
Nice twat, man. You've got a lovely twat.
Thank you.
Lovely wet twat.
It's not wet. It's just, I just pinted it out.
Lovely. Wet. Hot. And look at your massive clitoris. Well, I could have some fun with that. It's Poetry Corner.
Help.
That's right. From the filth to the culture.
Help.
Seamless.
What? Seamless.
Seamless.
Okay.
This week's Poetry Help. Corner comes from the delightfully named Rose Winter.
Nice. Help.
That's right. Rose Winter, right? She writes good poems, Rose Winter.
Rose Winter?
Yeah.
Help.
There's two from Rose. We did get some other ones in as well, but I've decided to save them up.
All right.
Rather than do three out in a row, just in case we have a...
Good
if
idea.
If you think of a poem you'd like to read out, please do send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. And I'm putting some new poems on my MySpace profile this week as well.
Nice.
Tried them last week, but it wouldn't have it.
Why?
You must have heard them before. It was going, there's something wrong with this. Well, yeah, the fucking is. It's my poems. All right, so, first one's called My Monkey Left Me.
Aww.
My monkey left me at the train station yesterday. He said he'd had enough of being told to stay. He said he wanted new things, the old things going away. I said, fine, take the train, but you're going to have to pay.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. If your monkey leaves you, he's on his own. Fuck him. Have you ever seen a monkey with a wallet?
No.
Right turn, Clyde. I know they're not technically monkeys, but interestingly...
Aren't they?
No, they're orangutans. They're apes, aren't they? They're
right,
not monkeys.
Right.
I think they're apes, orangutans.
Okay.
And aren't they from near where Pergy lives?
Brunei.
Brunei, yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think so. I think they're sort of Sumatra. No, Sumatra's where all that weird shit's from, isn't it?
What weird shit?
What do you call a ginger monkey? Charlie Dimmock. Okay. At a loss. This is poem number two from Rose Winter. Hmm. Now, this is right. At a loss. At a loss for words. At a loss for you. Paulie B scares me. Doesn't he scare you?
Yes.
Right. And then he says on the bottom, you don't scare me, but I just put your name in there somehow. Fair enough, Rose. Thank you very much for your poems. We'll put them on our website, whichever one it may be.
Yes.
But they will get on.
The website is still there. It's all still accessible.
Very accessible.
We'll talk about it in a minute.
I like the way you're very accessible. I promise you I wouldn't do this this week, hadn't I?
4 weeks in a row, you're scaring the listeners. And you're scaring me.
Yeah, and you should have said you're scaring the listeners. And more importantly... Do you know the joke about the naughty inflatable schoolboy? I love this joke.
No.
The naughty inflatable schoolboy...
Right.
...is called into the headmaster's office.
Okay.
Right. The naughty inflatable schoolboy is called into the inflatable headmaster's office of the inflatable school.
Right.
And the headmaster says to him, look, the thing is... You've let me down. You've let the school down. But worst of all, you've let yourself down. I nearly told that joke right. That makes a change, doesn't it? Right, track four, because we're bombing through these.
Okay.
Track four. This is from General Rudy.
Rudy! Roots! Okay. Hear me now! Roots!
Wicked. You fierce the same thing. And General Rudy are on Stomp Records.
All right.
Thank you very much, Mike McGee. Etc. And General Rudy, this is by our standards, this is quite light, but I love it. I love it. And I think they've got Neville Staples or someone toasting on this as well. Let me just have a look here, see if I can see. We've got a chapter, no information. I'll try and find out the information during the song. But this has got some great toasting on it. It's called Listen This. But Tony, what's the website for General Rudy?
GeneralRudy.com.
You'd never get this in a million fucking years, mate. Oh. Scarpages.com/General Rudy. It's poorly being the internet 3, Tony 1. I used to give you clues, but
it's not looking good, is it?
I've become quite arse.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, this is Listen This, which is as close as General Rudy get to Hear Me Now!
Because you're dealing with the original song breakers, earth breakers, the old school General Rudy.
Come listen to this. Yeah, I'm massive, I go hollow, me name. And all our DJs, I'm on ever complain.
Come listen to this.
Every song is a dancehall hit. Did I step down?
General of the rude boy style. When we live on the microphone, we always wicked and wild. We always happen and happen and happen. Good time. When it comes to star music, we are the original mastermind. So jump and skank and wine, raise your hand and clap in time. Flash your light up, pump and grind, it's a General Rudy time. Original roughneck from way back long ago. When I meet them on the stage, them a mash up in the show.
Listen this.
by the false ending there, Tony.
Very nearly.
Nearly fooled by
Damn
the false ending.
Damn those false endings.
And from one one group of expert purveyors of ska from Carnarvon to another one.
Oh,
Planet
nice.
Smashers.
Yes.
Loving it. Bit more Planet. Can't get enough Planet Smashers. Tunes I hear, they'll start dancing. Love it.
Wicked.
Love it. Love them. I only hope that the next time they come over and tour, they fucking plan it so every time they're somewhere, well, I haven't been there the week before, which is what happened on the last tour. Literally, they followed me round. They were a week behind.
All right.
Nearly every city I went to doing a gig, they were there the week after.
All right.
They'd been there the week before. I just kept missing them. Guys.
Did you see anything when you went to Carnarvon?
No, I didn't see the band. I only saw
the label.
Matt. Out of the Planet Smashers.
Right.
And Mike McGee. The legend that is Mike McGee.
Yes.
And his lovely missus.
Ah.
And McGee's something of a cook, you know.
Is
something
he?
Of a chef, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, anyway, you heard right at the start of the show a little a new announcement, or the latest announcement from Hemboy.
Yes.
Felix, who is on the mend.
He's getting better now, is he?
He's on the mend. And but his hair looks ridiculous. Because
right.
they had to shave
Bits.
Half his head. Well, they had to shave a big one sider out.
Right, yeah.
And make this big fuck off scar. Basically, he had to cut his head open.
Yeah.
And he couldn't decide to do what to do with the rest of his hair.
Right.
And always looking, Charlie said, why don't you shave the lot off?
Yeah.
That's too terrifying. So what he's done is he's shaved the other side out the same.
It's in symmetry.
Yeah. And he's nearly got that Joe Strummer Rockers Mohican.
Oh, right.
Or as Felix called it, a big Moe. But yeah, he's looking cool.
Excellent.
But he's getting a bit fidgety at home because he... if you listen to us for the first time, Felix, my mate, had a brain incident a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And had to have an operation on his brain. He's come through it all right. Thank the Lord. But he's got to convalesce in his flat for about 3 months. He's
just
not supposed to do anything. And he can't stop himself. He's up and down ladders and trying to fix things. And like every time you go around there, you sit down with Charlie, she's been allowed to work from home to look after him.
Right,
she's
yeah.
brilliant.
Nice.
Except that he's doing a nutting because he won't sit down. He's just fidgeting and fumbling and moving. He said, I went round and said, he went, look, mate, I've found all my records. I went, oh, great. He goes, let's hear all of them. She's going, Felix, put the records away. He goes, no, I want to play this one. And then he went to, because he's still having, not blackouts or anything, but he's still having moments when, as his head sorts itself out again.
Right.
He's still having moments when he'll do something just entirely ridiculous. And he went to, he'd drawn, I don't know who drew the picture of him, whether he did or she did, but someone had drawn a picture of him
right.
and put it in a clip frame. And he went to put the clip frame on the wall, but he didn't hammer a nail in first. He just put the clip frame on the wall and just fucking hammered it. I went, oh, shit, and just fucking destroyed it. Like, really funny. But he did give me a pair of trainers today, which is quite nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And something else. Thank you very much for the something else, Felix.
Brilliant.
I shall be enjoying that this evening.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I went to the Rubber Room on Friday. At the Social in Nottingham.
Was it rubber?
Thanks to all the punky listeners that showed up there.
Wah! 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 Wah!
Yeah, thanks to all the punky listeners that showed up.
Nat. Nah. Oh dear, okay.
It was packed. Absolutely
right.
Brilliant night. Free to get in. Great stuff. 50s and 60s psych. Really like the music. Mostly. Really like the guys that ran it. Thank you, Martin, for being so friendly. And thank you to the other fellow whose name I don't know for looking after our coats behind the DJ booth.
Because right, cool.
there wasn't a cloakroom up there and it was raining. So we had coats. A lot of other people had coats on, but they weren't in with the DJs like we were.
Oh, nice. VIP, sir.
What a great night, and it's free. And if anything, that's the one thing that stops it being a brilliant night.
Well, it's free.
Because it's free, obviously, absolutely anyone can wander upstairs. So you get the odd chav not understanding what's going on. Load of pissed students up there, just up there because it's free.
Pissed students? Cool.
Well, cool. And some... There was one fella, T-shirt on, stupid hair, sunglasses with white frames. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, man. You don't need the sunglasses on. I apologise if he's listening and he's blind. But I don't think he is.
Right.
I think he's just an idiot.
Fair enough.
Right.
Is that not fashion these
days?
But
we had a go. Oh, I don't know about fashion.
Don't you?
I don't know about art tone, but I know what I like.
Okay.
Me and the problem is Deb was dressed up to the nines. Hardly anyone else was. Which was a shame, because it's a real good place to go, and I think, and just get dressed up and have a good old bop. And drink loads of booze. One criticism of the Social, they don't have Slimline Tonic, and I was on the vodka and Slimline Tonics. So I went on to vodka and soda. It's got to be the ultimate diet drink, is it? There's nothing in that.
Can't be, can there?
Vodka and soda. There's no...
Nah.
let's put it this way. I came out of there £3 lighter and I hadn't even had a poo.
Oh, that's
great.
That's
night,
so sweet.
Though. I must say, do please do try and go down. December the 22nd, they're doing a voodoo special Christmas party.
Right.
I think I'm working, but I recommend it. I recommend it to you. Go down there. But I said to them, you know, you ought to charge to get in. Just a pound or £2 or something.
Mm.
Because that'll encourage people, I think, to go down there knowing it's something proper.
Yeah.
And kind of wheedle out the chaff. And they'll make a few quid off it.
True.
Because there was 200 people in there.
Really?
Yeah, it was excellent. And all night as well, you know, really, really good thing. Really brilliant. Really good fun. Can't wait to go back. Well done, fellas. That's the Rubber Room. And they were on our MySpace this week. If we can, we'll leave it on there.
Right.
So you can find out more
about
them.
I think they've commented anyway, haven't they? So they might be able to see that still.
You'll find the Rubber Room comment down the page. What I'll do is I'll get rid of a lot of the comments.
Ah.
That we don't need.
Nice.
And we'll leave that one there so you can all see it. That's more sensible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that's the link, yeah. Well done, us.
Of course, we'll have some kind of link page at some point. Ah, well, we'll do
that. Yeah, so what did you do over the weekend then, man?
It was very quiet, actually. I didn't really get up to a hell of a lot. My new rehearsal room's open, so I started looking after that.
In the Punky Bunker?
The bunker, yes. It's in a couple of trees, bit of wood.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, the guy doing the toasting on that last song was MC Irani.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
I should name that, really.
MC Irani. Roots, him and all.
Apart from that, watched Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
The new
2
Superman film, which was a bit shit.
Was it?
Yeah. It's about 2.5 hours long, man.
I hope this CD player is going to play Flying Blind, by the way.
Hope so. But I think we'll still hear it. Flying Blind. Brilliant.
Yeah.
We're playing a gig with them on Saturday night.
Are you?
If anyone's in the Mansfield area.
Oh, you said you got a gig, didn't you, the other week?
Yeah, yeah. This actually is this Saturday, the 18th of November.
I don't like the look of this.
At the Intake
Club. Oh, it's done it.
If you go to intakeleisure.co.uk, you can find more details. Or if you go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/alcohol. I think both bands playing is Flying Blind and Rock Cycle and Agent Straker.
Agent Straker, Kev's band.
Kev's band, who's their last gig. They're splitting up.
He's not very good at staying in bands, is he, Kev?
No.
It's like, if you're thinking of forming a band, don't invite Kev.
No.
They just pack up. Or he leaves. Because Kev was actually the first casualty of the Chavs, wasn't he?
Yeah. And Luke replaced him, didn't he?
He won't be the last.
Nah. We need to practice at some point. Our band. Because we are in a band.
December. We're going to practice in December.
Okay. For December.
Oh, by the way, brilliant. I know we haven't really mentioned Total Talk Nonsense this week.
No.
But their show last week was brilliant.
And
really this, brilliant.
And this contesting, we have heard about it.
This contesting, we have heard about it, and we are up for it. Nice one. And great jamming, by the way. They got the band in.
Yeah.
They were really, really good. Although, they murdered Too Drunk to Fuck. We do a much better version.
We kill that much better.
Well, yeah, we really know how to murder that.
We just play it faster.
Yeah.
Can't tell any mistakes.
But they were doing it in the sanitised environment of John's posh recording studio.
All that leather and...
Basement. All that leather
flushness.
And... leather and belts and...
No, that's my basement.
Oh, yeah. now what you've done. That's right. I've got a belt down there with Tony's name on it.
Leather and studs everywhere.
As Twilight said, she said, you want to watch it or you get the business end, didn't she?
Yeah.
That's right. But I'm saving the buckle for you, Twilight. You know that. All right, Tone.
Scary biscuits. Okay.
Scary biscuits. Let's get on with track 5 of 6. Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle, Tony. You know more about these than I do, don't you, really?
Yes. 3-piece band. Ellis is the guitarist. He's in the guitarist in Resistance 77 as
Ellis
well.
Ellis is the guitarist.
We played the other week.
In all bands that James Stevenson isn't.
Yeah. He's around here, yes. I've him or James Stevenson. Yeah, that's right. And there's a 3-piece, and they're really good. And we've played them before on our other show, but I don't think we ever played on Punky.
You don't think we've played this track, do you? I thought we had, but we're going to play it anyway.
A lot of these songs,
it was in one of our
if you go to their MySpace page, a lot of them could be played on this show. Like, there's one called VD, which is great, and Bristol. You should check them out if you can do.
Yeah, but we're going to play track 7.
Okay.
Fishing for Ladies.
Nice.
We love this song, don't we? We
love
this song. Great song, this. Now, what's their website, Tony?
Fucknose.wank.
It is. You're right. That's right. Yay. We couldn't find a website for them, and I wrote down fucknose.wank, and you've got it in one.
There
so
you go.
Straight away, that is 3-2. Is it 3-2?
To you, yeah.
Well, because you got the MySpace Jim and Squirrel, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's 3-2 to me, and we've got the last one to come.
Mm.
Oh, you could even this up, mate. Easy. I think you can get the last
checker.
One. All right. What? This is Fishing for Ladies. They'll be on our MySpace. We've got them on our MySpace. Have we, Flying Blind?
Yeah, yeah, because we're in their top friends. So, yeah.
All right. We'll have... play the song, Paul. This is Fishing for Ladies.
fishing for ladies. We go fishing for ladies.
He's fishing for ladies.
So, always fishing.
And do you know what? What I've managed to do this time round?
What have you managed to do?
Played a local band, and then come in with some local beds. Oh. Microscope, thank you very much.
We are uniting fans and bands
across the lands. That is absolutely, absolutely correct.
Thank you very much, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Corporate
so,
beach to the very end.
Right,
you.
Are you going to try and explain this podcast? Why don't I outline we did it.
Okay.
And then you outline how it works.
Right.
How about that?
Yes, I see what I can explain.
Alright, okay.
So it's a bit in flux, isn't it?
There's this thing in the States already called Podshow, right? And
right.
Podshow, they sign up what they consider to be either the best shows around or the ones with the most listeners, right?
Yeah.
And how it works is that you go on their thing, they give you free web hosting, and you provide them with content on a regular basis.
Yep.
They stick the odd ad in here and there. Don't they? Yep. On the start on that.
At the start, I think.
And then you get a percentage of the ad revenue generated from your site.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a good way for people who podcast to make a bit of money, but you kind of have to be invited.
Yeah.
And I was getting a bit pissed off because we'd never been invited.
Right? Too right.
And then I found out why. It's because they were starting BT Podshow with BT British Telecom. Massive fucking thing.
Yeah.
Multi-million-dollar investment in British podcasting, basically.
Yeah, it was like the Podshow UK region, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
And so they invited us to join. They said we'd like to be one of our flagship shows.
Of course they did.
So obviously we bit their fucking hand off.
Too right.
And since then they've just fucked us about. But it is sorting itself out. I think when the thing was set up, there's a few bugs in it. But anyway, the point is that from now on you will be getting your feed. If you don't, it'll either come from iTunes or BT Podshow, won't it, basically?
Yeah, all the files will come from Podshow then.
Yeah, so when you get our show, it will come from BT Podshow and not from wherever it was before. It doesn't really make any difference to you,
no,
the listener.
The feed's the same.
Yeah. Now, one of the deals is that we have to set up our page on BT Podshow.
Exclusively.
So our website has got to go there. But then what we're going to do is put links on that page back to...
Yeah.
Our website, aren't we? So yes. It'll all still be there. It'll be part of one big thing.
But if you go to punkradio.com, it will redirect you.
Right.
Well, it did do.
It did do.
We have temporarily removed that.
But That's only because Podshow haven't got their arse in the gear with our show yet.
Yeah,
once they have done, it'll be going back to them again.
But everything will be on the Podshow site, which is punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
Is it?
But it's also punkyradio.podshow.com. They're exactly the same.
It's all right. Just basically, if you type in punkyradio.com, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
And you can subscribe through there. Subscribing is still the best way to listen to the show if you get some podcasting software. I'm still working out the direct link side of it. We used to have on punkyradio.com on the front page, you could always download the latest show in directly in MP3 without subscribing. I'm still trying to work out exactly how to do that through the Podshow side of it. But
we would like you to go to Podshow, because for every single extra download and hit we get on that, we're gonna make another 100 millionth of a pence or something.
But all your feeds and everything will be now from Podshow, so you should have heard a Podshow stuff at the beginning, whatever they call it.
That didn't work.
A little bit of Podshowness. So from now on, just punkyradio.com will still work, and there's a link on there that takes you to the Podshow site. But if you are subscribed, you'll just automatically get the new shows. Also, as a consequence of the Podshow thing happening, a lot of the old shows are now available. We've put shows back from about the 1st of April.
This thing's fucking me about this week, Tony. This CD player.
Is it?
It's got to play this. This is a factory CD. Why is it messing me about now? Sorry, man.
We'll put it in post. See, we've put...
We'll have to put it in post. It won't work in the fucking CD player. Right, let's see if it'll do it this time.
There are about 30 shows available now on if you subscribe or just go to the Podshow site. Okay. So you can go through all of them to the... 4th of April, I think the first one is. So listen to the old shows.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. We've got, bloody 6 months worth now.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because we've got free hosting, a lot of you ask us about old shows.
Yeah, so we just put them up.
We've put on all the old shows from April. We're not going to go back further than that.
We just chose
daft.
A date. Yeah.
No one wants to listen to more than 6 months of Punky in one hit. Jesus, you'll die.
God, no.
That's what happened to Felix.
Punked out.
He got punkied out. So does that make sense?
So that's a good point. I think so, yeah.
If you subscribe,
there's no difference.
It's a bit like MySpace. It's the same sort of deal, isn't it? As my sort of...
Yeah, so the Podshow site is just like one big page, but there are offshoots off it.
Yeah, feel free to register on there and set yourself up a little profile.
Yeah.
And do a review of Punky. That's going to help us.
Yes. I don't think you need to log in, but you can do.
Yeah. But we've got one, haven't we?
We have got one. Shall we do the first one out?
Yeah. This is our first ever one.
So this is a Podshow first review.
Yeah.
And it's from Fat Punk, which will be Fat Boy.
Could be Fat Boy, you never know.
Could be. A little tuppy.
Ooh, Punky. Little tuppy.
It's the Dog's Cojones. A great selection of punk music from the less commercial and of the spectrum, backed up with some friendly banter. Podcast gold.
Nice one, fella.
Nice
one. And again, it's all going to help us. And the thing is, listeners, that the more help you give us, the more listeners we get, the more likely we are to keep going as much as anything else. You know, so, and if we make a few quid out of it after doing this for nothing for fuck knows how long.
A year and a half.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to begrudge us that. I am sorry that we didn't announce this last week, but we kind of knew that there'd be the odd little problem with this site when it set up.
Yeah. So it went live Thursday, didn't it?
Yeah, so we didn't want to piss off any more of you than we had to. Quite a serious show this week, Tom.
Isn't it?
Fortunately.
Less gay content.
Fortunately, on Friday morning, I'm only trying to help you, Poland.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's going to
be
brilliant.
Great. It's going to be great. So the show next week will be up a day late.
Yes, it was Tuesday, weren't it?
Because I will be in Gdansk, bless you, till Monday night.
Well, it's normally up Tuesday midnight. No,
Monday night GMT. Yeah.
But now it'll be up probably midday. No.
No.
Late Tuesday.
It'll be up Tuesday midnight.
Yeah.
GMT. Day late. That's right. We shouldn't have GMT. We shouldn't have Granny's Meantime. Britain, isn't it? We should have gin and tonic.
Nice.
6 o'clock, gin and tonic. What time is it now? 7 o'clock, gin and tonic. What time is it now? 8 o'clock, gin and tonic. What time is it now? No, I'm so drunk, I don't know.
Brilliant. Right, are we playing this song?
And yes, let's play this song.
Can we play it?
We can't play it.
Okay.
So we're playing it.
Okay, brilliant.
All right, this is Sub.
Right.
We've played Sub before on a CD player that it worked on. Great band. And what's interesting about this album is kind of every other track is ska punk and then the other one's just straightforward punk.
Right.
So it keeps going different speeds, different directions. It's really good fun. Really good album. It came out this year on Stomp Records. Thank you very much once again, everybody at Stomp. We love Sub. Tony, it's 3-2. Can you get Sub's website?
Subband.com.
Oh, mate. Subcentral.com. It's poorly being the internet for Tony 2.
Oh, well.
First week of six songs.
Oh, well.
And I'm chalking one up to the man.
Fuck the man.
I knew you wanted to. It's only taken 18 months. How long has that taken? Gotcha. Right, let's play it then. This is Sub and Fashionistas. The Sub then. That's a cracker,
great,
though,
wasn't
great
it?
Song, isn't it? Hey? Fashionistas. Woo-hoo! I'm glad we got that working.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening to Punky Radio. You've got so much to do now. We can keep you busy all week, basically.
Yeah.
Go to Podcast Alley and vote for us. Go on myspace.com/Punky Radio. Find out a load of stuff from there. We'll try and get the BT Pod Show button on there.
Yeah, we need some kind
that
of,
would
yeah
be sensible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So people know. Go to btpodshow.com, find Punky on there.
We should be on the front page.
We should be on the front page. We were, but our thing weren't working, so they took us off. So they owe us.
They owe us.
What else is it? Go to Britcaster if you're into British podcasts.
Yes.
Make sure you go to Pod Riot,
Podriot.com.
Our fabulous gang of podcasts that we love. We love them all. Word on Pod Riot. What else is there? Buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt at cafepress.com/punkyradio, but you can still go to punkyradio.com and click on the store link.
Right.
And also if you go to Podshow site, there's the graphic is on there. Also,
oh,
the
brilliant! Okay, yeah. So that's an easy way to buy a t-shirt.
Flogging t-shirts.
We're always flogging t-shirts. Now, what else was I going to say then? Oh yeah, if you're one of our many Polish listeners, watch out for me in Gdansk. Bless you. I mean, watch out for me, because when we went to Prague last year, fuck me, things happened. So Christ knows what happened. What's interesting about Gdansk, bless you, is Agnieszka, who's going with us, is Polish.
Yes.
And Ag has taught me a few words. I think I mentioned last week, didn't I? I've mentioned before.
I've mentioned before.
She said to me, oh, Paul, I have found some bars for us. I went, how many? She went, 50. She's got us a shortlist of 50 bars to get through in 3 days. We'll do it easy.
It's going to be a Poland cast, isn't it?
No, there's not going to be. I'm not going to do anything bad or so bad that will...
That never gets released.
That will need something that never comes out anyway. We've learnt our lesson there, Tony. We don't waste our time anymore.
Okay.
Thank you very much for listening this week. I'm sorry with all the fuck-ups and that. Next week's show is a Hussy Skunk special.
Hussy Skunk special, yes.
HussySkunk.com. HussySkunk. We go out there on a Sunday at 6.
6 p.m. EST.
Right, and we might be going out there an extra day a week as well. Thank you so much, Matt. We're going to play some of the tracks they play on there every week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!
Bunchier Gunchier! Shame on you.
How about if I spunked on your neck?
No!
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery. Podshow and Limelight.